Joining me on today's The Year of the Woman blog with The Fringe Review is Isla Van Tricht. She has her own one-woman show called Tits and Teeth, which is on at Underbelly Buttercup venue in Bristow Square at 12 noon each day. I saw it today. It's amazing. It's also been given a 4-star review by Theatre Weekly. So, Isla, thank you for joining me. Just tell everyone a little bit about your show.
So, Tits and Teeth is a kind of funny, provocative, and slightly dark one-woman show. And it looks at, it follows a character called Eve, who's in her early 20s. She's the only woman who works in an all-male IT office. And she has a voice in her head called Karen, who's a bitch. And it follows her on a number of encounters throughout her day, leading up to kind of a main meeting that she's having with an old flame of hers from her teenage years, who's called Tim. And it looks at their meeting again and kind of reminiscing about the past and what that kind of brings up for her.
Now, I know you said Karen's a bitch, but she's also hilarious. Give us a little bit more detail on what Karen is so the audience can understand, and also how you created her.
So Karen is essentially the voice in Eve's head, and Karen is that critical voice that I think we all have to a certain extent, that internalizes maybe negative voices from outside, maybe negative thoughts we just kind of conjure up about ourselves, which is often quite funny, I think, for the audience, because she's very relatable and we recognise those thoughts. And Karen is quite snide. I feel bad having named her Karen, because I'm sure there's some really lovely Karens out there in the world, and I feel really bad, but that's the name that kind of came up with. And Eve introduces at the beginning that Karen is a voice. She's named her that because her therapist got her to name her so that she can kind of recognize that it's a part of herself, but it's also not who she is. It's a voice that she can distinguish as separate and critical rather than internalized and necessarily 100% herself.
And what was the show born out of? When was the first time you kind of just stopped and went to yourself, right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a one-woman show called Tits and Teeth, and this is what it's going to be about.
So it was actually originally called Eve, which is a terrible name for a one-woman show. I'm really sorry if there are any shows out there called Eve. But I wrote it in 3 days when I had tonsillitis for a deadline for a brilliant monologue competition called Heretic Voices, and I was determined. I knew the deadline was coming up for like months. I had so much notice and classically kind of procrastinated until the last minute, and then wrote this idea that I had about Eve as a character and kind of an odd day that she has where she interacts with various people and different things that happen to her. And I had kind of the beginnings of that, wrote it in 3 days and was like, this is rubbish, but I'm determined to submit something. So I submitted it, and then it got longlisted, which was really, really nice and felt very encouraging. So I thought, okay, maybe there's something in this. Maybe I should develop it, because as it is, it's not great, but obviously they saw something in it. So then I went to Jamie Eastlake of N16, Theatre N16, and was like, are you taking anything to Edinburgh? Would you consider taking my show? And sent it to him, and he wrote back, yeah, I think this has got legs, but I don't think Eve is a good title for it. And I was like, yes, I agree. I don't think anyone's going to cut, you know, in the competitiveness of The Fringe, you have to have a great title. Like, obviously, your title for your show, Not Yet a Suffragette, is a great title. You have to have something to kind of grab people's attention and make yourself memorable. I thought about it for a while, and Tits and Teeth is not only like a kind of fun and provocative phrase, but it also kind of encapsulates the idea of objectifying women and the idea of the way that we're supposed to present ourselves, but also the things that we can sometimes be punished for. So in terms of like our sexuality, but also our relationship to our own bodies, and teeth as well for me kind of became something that could be an expression of defiance, like teeth, as rather than being something that you show in Tits and Teeth, like smile and like perk your tits up, rather than it being that, teeth being something that was like biting back and speaking your truth and saying what you think.
I love how in the show it's called Tits and Teeth, like you said, and the beginning of the story starts with a story about tits. And then the end of the story does end with your teeth scenario and this whole beaver theory that, you know, you just want to get your teeth sunk into something. How, as a female, has your experience been at this year's Ed Fringe? I know you said that you're predominantly only trying to see female work to support other women. How important do you think that is?
I think it's hugely important. I have made it my kind of thing from the beginning of this Fringe that I really wanted to seek out predominantly female work made by women, starring women. And I've felt that's been really, really great. The best stuff that I've seen so far at the Fringe has been female projects. And I just think it's really important that we all band together and champion each other's voices, because I think sometimes at a festival like this, where it can feel really competitive or it can feel like there's not space for anyone, that's just not true. There is space for everyone, especially if we champion each other, especially if we lift each other up. And the Fringe can be so tough on our mental health, especially when you're doing a one-person show. You can feel very alone. And the support that I felt from other women in other shows, from friends of mine who are women, I want to extend that support to other people so that we all feel like we're in this together, because we don't need to shout over each other to be heard. We can all champion each other and make space for each other. I think that's really important.
I'm starting this little tradition with the Year of the Woman blog, and every time I interview a female artist, I'm doing three quickfire questions. Oh, the same questions, everyone has to answer them, so just the first answer that comes into your head, okay? If you could give your 15-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh my goodness. Don't apologise for your presence or your talent or your intellect. Don't undervalue yourself. Don't play it down to other people, because men don't do that. And that is only something that I've realized very recently. You know, I'd have meetings or I'd talk to people about my work, about my writing, and I would be like, oh, you know, it's just this thing, it's not a big deal. And I have had several meetings with people where they're like, they have said very explicitly to me, you know, men don't do that. Men don't come in and go, oh, it was just this thing I did in New York. They're like, I had a play on last year in New York and that was really great for me and I really enjoyed that. And so finding that balance, which I found kind of in my, the last kind of few years. So gosh, I'm in my mid-20s, it's taken me that long to find it. So I'd say that to my 15-year-old self, be confident, don't be an arsehole, you know, don't be, you know, don't be arrogant, don't be entitled, be grateful, but don't apologize and don't underrate yourself and underplay your abilities.
I love that advice. I think it's one of my favorite ones so far. Sorry, everybody else. Second one, what do you wish is the one piece of advice you wish you'd have been given about the Fringe instead of having to learn it the hard way?
Look after your mental health and don't try and see everything, because you won't be able to see it. And every third day of the Fringe, rest for at least part of it. Don't do anything, don't see anything, retreat away from it. And also remember that there's life outside of the Fringe. And that when we're in this little bubble, I remember I now can't remember who it was, I saw so many brilliant advice tweets before the Fringe this year. And one of them was like, call a friend who has nothing to do with theatre, who doesn't even know what Edinburgh Fringe is, like every few days or once a week. And just remember that life exists outside this bubble and that everything's going to be okay. And in the end, we're not saving lives. We are artists and we can change things, but we also should be having fun. We also should be like taking care of each other and ourselves.
Okay, your answers are absolutely killing my quickfire round.
Sorry, they're not quick. They're not quick answers.
No, like they're brilliant. Like, that's what I mean. Okay, so final question is, if you could trade shows with any other female artist at the Fringe this year, who would it be and why?
Oh my gosh. Trade shows. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That's really hard. I haven't been able to... This is probably cheating, but a good friend of mine, BB Sanders, is doing a show called Violet, the play, which is a brilliant monologue. It's on at Zoo Southside every evening at 9:55 p.m, I think. And I just love it. I think it's so charming. I think she's wonderful in it. But I think what I really want is actually to be her, because she's just so beautiful and wonderful and clever and brilliant. So maybe that's not really answering the question.
No, that's great. You'd swap with her.
Yes.
Okay. So Isla Van Tricht, she has a one-woman show, Tits and Teeth. It's on at 12 noon every day, Underbelly at Buttercup in Bristow Square.